Oh, well, what's a goat's going up to the diving platform again? He walked down, didn't do it. Will he do it this time? Only after two divers' buckets will you know. Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, live from the iconic Silky O'Sullivan's. They have the coolest jazz musicians. They have the very best musicians in all the city. You don't want to go anywhere else. You come here. You hear cool. You drink cool. You watch diving goats. You get great food. And you sit out on a patio that rivals Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's all about Silky O'Sullivan's. And occasionally, you'll get a glimpse of the king himself. Chef Eric, speaking of kingly things, I'll tell you, Chef Michael has knocked it out of the park. We've had two awesome chefs this week down here, and it's been awesome.
It's been absolutely wonderful. Yesterday with Chef Joe Catron from Silky's here, who's on mic with us and made this fantastic sausage today, and Chef Mike Patrick.
See, you what? I call him Chef Michael Patrick because I want to be very formal, Chef, because I believe in the proprieties at all times.
It says Mike on his card. I'm just saying.
Well, so you just go ahead and say, okay, Chef Mike, because I'm Chef Eric. Does he get to call you Chef Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's actually not a problem. Wow.
There we go.
Well, it's all the people that are filtering in here. The sound waves are bouncing off their bodies as they
yes,
get up.
Yes, and our bodies can throw a lot of bounce.
All right. So anyway, so we're going to start the next recipe, the cheeseburger soup.
Yes.
And I love a good cheeseburger. And I know you love a good cheeseburger. You had a cheeseburger this morning for breakfast.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I had a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, a double cheeseburger. Is there bacon on it?
Of course.
Okay. So there you go. So let's see what your interpretation of cheeseburger soup is, because I frankly have never had cheeseburger soup, although I think we have a recipe for cheeseburger soup in our old cookbook.
We might have.
I think there
but
is.
But I
one.
Know it won't be like this.
There's no
I
way
guarantee
it's as good
you.
As this. So, because well, I can, let's go ahead and start it, and we'll tell people about it.
All right. Well, we start off with onion and celery.
Okay.
And we dice it similar to how we dice the poblano and onion, you know, small, medium dice there.
Okay.
And
so here's a simple question, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we take these things for granted in a restaurant. When you work with celery, do you peel the celery at all, or do you just bring it right off and start chopping
it? I just go right with it. I've seen people peel it, and, you know, I mean, I'm cooking it in a soup. I'm cooking it in
so it's going to break down.
Exactly,
anyway.
Exactly. If I was to be putting it on a salad or make it a complement to something, then you had to eat it, well, I would definitely peel it down just to get rid of the stringy.
Yeah, because that stringiness all happens in that exterior.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just take your peeler and just peel it down, it gets rid of all that. Of course, Kevin's alternative to this is just don't eat celery.
No, listen, celery is excellent, especially if you stuff it with blue cheese. And then the celery sticks with blue cheese, which is awesome. And then what you do is you don't take the ribs out. And when you chew it, those ribs come out. Then what you do is you hold your tongue up against the roof of your mouth, and you pull that rib up in between
and
your teeth, and you pull
floss.
It out, and it's floss.
All right, that's really disgusting. So anyway, we're going to do just a sort of a small dice on the on the celery.
All right. And
what's next?
We'll do an onion.
Okay.
I think I'm going to convert to sweet.
The real sweet Vidalia onion.
The real sweet Vidalia onion. Human produce. I think that's a fantastic idea.
And we'll get that going in a pot with, I start with a half a pound of butter.
Okay. That's a great way to start.
We'll melt that butter down.
How many pieces of celery are you?
I usually run with four stalks.
Four stalks.
And one whole onion. I try to look for a big onion for this. And we'll get that sweating in the butter. And then I'm going to add a cup of flour to that. We're going to make a roux. So the butter's all melted. You got your onion and everything sweating, and it's cooking together. And you add the flour to it. When you add the flour to it, add a little at a time, whisking it in. And what you end up with is this kind of pasty-looking
blonde
glue, you know?
And is all that going to sort of seize up into a little ball for a little bit,
It does.
Yeah.
While you're whisking it.
Yeah.
And then
it'll break apart.
We would, at that point in time, brown our ground beef on a flat top. And I like to hit it just a little salt and pepper. But So our ground beef is browning. We've made our roux with equal parts butter and flour, and then I start to add milk.
Do you break up your ground beef on the flat top, or you just make it like a regular burger?
I'll just make a 4-pound looking burger on there. Let it all kind of cook together. You know.
Do you have a bun that big at Rizzo's?
No.
Probably a big one. I don't know.
With that roux we're cooking, we add a little milk at a time. I would say if you're going to make this at home and you have the recipe, go with a cup at a time. Whisk it in. It's going to get tight on you. You're going to think, oh my God, what is this? You know, it's just this big bleh. Add a little more milk. It's a process. To make this soup at home, it'll take about 45 minutes to an hour.
It's kind of the risotto of cheeseburger soups.
I love it.
Okay.
So it's thinning out. You've got your milk in there. And once again, you know, I look to take it to a point where it's going to coat the back of my spoon, in the French term, nappe. Yeah. In the South, nappy.
Nappy. Wait, I don't think that's
thank
exactly
you very
right.
Much. Oh.
Sorry about that, man.
So anyway.
I add my burger meat to it.
All right.
I add the burger meat to the mixture in the container. Now, I use two different kinds of cheeses, mostly because the texture is different. I'll use a sharp cheddar, which I'm looking for a mild, sharp yellow cheddar that has a thicker grade on it. And then the Cheddar Jack blend, and it's kind of a fancy shred is what they call it. You get a different texture, and we've done both shredded, and it doesn't seem to have the thickness that we get. So we've got our milk, we've added our ground beef, our roux, it's just nappe, and then I'm going to add cheese to it.
Okay.
For this batch, the recipe will call for 2 cups of each.
Okay.
And I'm going to whisk that in until it starts to kind of become one with the soup.
Okay.
Then we add a Creole mustard.
I'm becoming one with my soup.
We add our Creole mustard.
As I zen in on my soup, I realize that I've got butter, I've got flour, I've got cheese. It's so fattening.
I love it. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If I was going to modify this recipe.
Oh, don't.
No, wait, you might like this.
Oh, okay.
Instead of starting with the butter and sweating the onions, onions and the celery and the butter, how about if I started with bacon and sort of minced up that bacon and put it in there and then brought the bacon out but left the fat in there. And then sautéed everything together, and then at the end, then add that bacon back in.
Or garnish.
A bacon cheeseburger soup.
Uh-huh. Okay. A bacon cheeseburger soup, right?
You know what? I never thought I'd say this.
All right.
But my brother.
Hey,
I love my bacon, man.
You're calling
even more fattening. This beautiful thing. And we've got skinny Chicago over here going, oh, God. Listen to these guys. Fat.
Yeah, I could have said foie gras or something like that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So our soup is cooking out. We're going to let it simmer for a while. That roux needs to cook out, folks. So when you have a roux, it has that pasty that I talked about in the beginning, kind of flavor and texture. You want that to cook out. So, and that's why this process takes a while. I'm talking quite literally electric stove, maybe an hour and a half. Gas, 45 minutes. So they're all playing together. We've got what's starting to become a soup-like consistency.
Oh, man.
And then I'm going to dice some tomatoes and lettuce, like you would have on a burger. And
really?
I'm going to throw that in at the very end. The tomato also, if you've got a really nice, big, fat tomato from the summer, it's looking a little thick. Don't thin it out with water or milk. Just add the tomato because the juices are going to kind of thin that soup out for you.
Thin it up
naturally.
I'm a little concerned, Chef Michael, when you said big, fat tomato, why were you and I having eye contact? You know, why weren't you looking at your soup, for God's sake?
And then, I love this guy.
Yeah.
So then we have our, at the very end, just a little more salt and pepper. Kind of, you can adjust it to any flavor you want. But what ends up happening is all these flavors combine and you get what tastes like cheeseburger in a cup.
Yeah, now, could you serve that with like some toasted good rolls from a burger and just sort of cut those up a little bit, maybe kind of like big croutons?
At the restaurant, I garnish it with a crouton and oven-roasted tomato just to kind of ramp up.
Oyster crackers,
it could be like
zest of saltines, crushed up.
The oven-roasted tomato kind of takes on a ketchup-y-like effect.
Hey, you know what I would do? The only thing I would add to it, because I am absolutely a culinarian, I'd add a dollop of mayonnaise and a pickle on top. But anyway, my friends, how could you have a cheeseburger without mayonnaise and a pickle? I don't know. It's a soup. Who cares? It's my soup. Forget about it. It's all about food, fun, celebrating another life. We are at Chef Silky's place. I call it Chef Silky's place because he's got Chef Joe, the sausage master. It's Silky O'Sullivan's, the iconic club on Beale Street. Food, fun, and celebrating a good life. Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis in May. We're taking it to the streets.